Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Calm Collective podcast. I'm Cassandra, and I'm so, so grateful that you're here with me today for day three of the Declutter Challenge. So before we dive in to day three, I'm dying to know, how did you do with decluttering five things from each room of your house? I have the highest hopes and confidence in the world that you were able to accomplish this, and a sneaky feeling that you may have gotten rid of more than five things because decluttering can be so addictive. So today's challenge is probably the hardest of them all, tackling the sentimental clutter. The gifts from friends and family, the shirt we wore to X concert, the bracelet from an ex that you might miss, or the chipped coffee mug that got you through 4 years of college finals. I get it. It can be really, really tough. I completely get it, especially as someone who has lost a parent. If I can let go of some of his things, some of the things that he's given to me, you can do this too. So let's get started. Now, please hear me when I say that I have all of the empathy and the sensitivity in the world when it comes to sentimental items. When my dad passed away, I held on to every single thing I could get my hands on that he at one point owned, touched, or wore. It didn't matter if he himself even valued it. It now became something that I had to have. It was almost like an obsession, even if it sat in a dusty drawer or a bin. And then one day, I realized that by holding on to things that don't hold value or tell a story, I'm simply just taking up space and I'm actually making it harder to heal. Letting go of things once given to us but no longer serves us does not make you a monster. It makes you intentional and purposeful. Two qualities I highly admire in other human beings. So when you start day three, I encourage you to reframe that thought of mine first and foremost. Actually, in order to succeed here, you kind of have to. So, does donating one of my dad's t-shirts make me a bad daughter? Does letting go of one of his old broken film cameras that he didn't personally hand down to me himself, mind you, mean that I must not care about him? I imagine if you're sitting there shaking your head back and forth, because of course you know these things not to be true. So, give yourself the same grace as we take inventory of sentimental clutter that you're clinging onto for the wrong reasons. So, for day three's homework, I want you to go through and take inventory of all the gifts you've been given or the sentimental items that you've been handed down to you that are in plain sight, that might be shoved in a drawer, that are in the back of your closet. And this can be anything from ratty old t-shirts to jewelry, cards, to home decor. Anything that you didn't buy for yourself, now I want you to divide them into piles. Pile one is, this brings me so much joy and reflects positive memories and holds a really great story. Pile two is, I would feel so guilty if I got rid of this, but it really doesn't hold much value. Pile three, this was from an important part of my life that feels heavy and it just feels painful to let go of it. Now it's time for the action. Everything in pile one is yours to keep. But here's the kicker. You have to display it somewhere in your home, not in a stuffy bin somewhere, not in the back of your closet, and certainly not in a junk drawer. If you love it enough, you should be okay with displaying it. And if you aren't, it may belong in pile two or three. Everything in pile two, I want you to think of if there's someone else who would benefit from this item more than you are. If it's a sweater that was a gift, donate it to one of your closest girlfriends who you know loves that color. If it's a card, take a photo of it and toss the actual thing that's taking up space. Everything in pile three, take a deep breath, I want you to let go of. Anything that brings up pain and negativity has no business being inside your sacred space, your home. I truly encourage you to journal on each item that's bringing up these emotions for you and why. Release the tension, the emotion, the pain, and free that item from your life by donating whatever it is to Goodwill or your local donation center. Turn that negativity into something positive. And once you've finished this, I know it's a hefty day, you've completed day three. I've said it before, I told you I'm gonna say it every day. I'm really freaking proud of you, especially for taking on this specific challenge. I know it can be the most challenging of all. So be sure to give yourself room to pause and take a bit of rest in between each challenge. We don't want you to have any sort of declutter shock once this is all said and done. This is a reprogramming challenge, so it's something that will stick with you long after you've completed the 7 days. It's a marathon, not necessarily a sprint, and you're doing great. I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 4.